Cool sunshine, but another mostly sunny day. A high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly. We'll go down to 38 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Actually, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Sunshine warmer, high 67. Spring officially starting, 4:58 p.m., the vernal equinox. And how about a full moon on Wednesday night, too? Thursday, high temperature maybe close to 70. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday and the mid-70s Saturday, a nearly perfect pattern. Meanwhile, though, the pollen count still in the high range right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The mother of Montgomery County Commissioner Doug Singleton was hit by a stray bullet Sunday near Carter Hill Road. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating. No arrests after a deadly shooting Monday afternoon in Montgomery. Police say 28-year-old Warwick Ruggs was shot in the 900 block of Taylor Street around 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. And LEED Academy will open August 19th. School leaders say the school building off of Eastern Boulevard will undergo major renovations. They also need to fill close to 20 teacher and administrator positions. LEED Academy will start as a K-5 school, then add a grade each year. Registration is now open. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we know that a new job comes with a new checklist.
Look at adjusting to a 6 a.m. alarm. Check.
Learning my new commute.
Check. And setting up a checking account with fast access to my first paycheck. Check.
Sign up for a checking account with Navy Federal to enjoy no or low monthly fees, ATM rebates, dividends, and direct deposit for fast access to your money. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Devastating flooding in parts of the Midwest.
Some communities remain cut off.
The bitter feud between President Trump and the family of John McCain is back in the spotlight.
Your life is spent on your weekends, not with your family, not with your friends, but obsessing, obsessing over great men you could never live up to.
Nashville police are asking for the public's help to find an ATV driver caught on camera dragging a police sergeant down the street.
The American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association are no longer recommending a low-dose aspirin a day for those 70 and older who have no prior history of heart attack or stroke.
Anthony Camello in a New Jersey courtroom with the words MAGA forever scribbled on his palm. Camello is accused of murdering reputed Gambino family crime boss Francesco Frankie Boy Kelly.
A massive chemical tank fire continues to burn southeast of Houston.
Beto O'Rourke, news that he raised more than $6 million in his first 24 hours of his campaign, more than any other candidate.
times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 85 points. The temperature outside is 59 degrees. It is absolutely gorgeous. You're talking to two guys that are sitting up in the attic. So you guys enjoy the time today. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing pretty well. It really is beautiful outside. It affects your mood in a good way.
And it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's a little cool, but I actually had a light coat sitting outside drinking my coffee and watching the news clips from out there. So simple just to take my TV and pop it out there, plug in two things, and I'm ready to go, which I will be doing for the March Madness.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I'm going to be. I'm digging me some football. I mean, basketball. I'm digging me some basketball. So I'm really excited about that. 272-9228. First-time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know we're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of stuff you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I got a pleasant surprise in the mail. I got a coupon from Fresh Market, $10 off a purchase of $60 or more. Easy for me.
Oh, nice.
I know. So I'm trying to decide which way to go with this. Should I see if I do know that the bone-in ribeyes are going to be on sale next week. So I'm looking forward to that. Mike, the butcher, already told me about that. See, the next week, the week after. And then they're going to be doing a lot of Easter stuff. I got to get all that stuff done before that. It expires on March the 31st. So I have to be very tactical here. But I'm thinking prime ribeye and then a couple of twice baked potatoes, maybe two prime ribeyes, eat one, and then age the other one.
Okay, yeah.
And get some of that cookie dough.
Oh, the edible cookie dough.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
It really is. I mean, it is outstanding. And last time I fired it with my blowtorch, my diffuser.
Wow.
It was really good.
Man.
Those little chocolate chips didn't stand a chance in there. It was really good. And then I put it on ice cream. I know. I'm about as decadent as they come these days out here. Okay. 272-9228. We're going to have Becky Garrison's going to be calling in just a little bit to talk about the Jim McCullen bill, the lottery bill that he's filed. And we're going to talk about where the money's going to go and kind of what the understanding is of this thing. And it's going to be a constitutional amendment. There are two pieces, one that does the constitutional amendment, the other one that actually forms the gaming operation that will have oversight of this. Now, Well, we want to hear about the bill from Becky first, but then I'd love to get your input on it. Is this another one of those things like the gas bill? You know, they may be thinking they're doing something good, but then you get into the moving parts of this thing and it kind of falls apart. Let me see here. I did not send you very many clips today because I was enjoying outside so much. We have a lot of good things kind of going on there. Jack the Ripper DNA evidence story is one interesting. And we also had a 1999 case that was solved here in Alabama. Two girls that were murdered in 1999, and DNA was the thing that got it. Mark Penn talking about Mueller. We didn't get to that yesterday. Nunes is suing Twitter. And this is a... it's an interesting way that he's doing it. It has some more moving parts than these people say, oh, no, this isn't going to go anywhere. It actually may be able to go somewhere when you start reading the political angle of this thing, that they may be able to take it from that part. And then Bezos, we found out that the guy that leaked all his texts and everything got $200,000 from the
Oh, wow.
And we suspect that it's the
David
girls.
Pecker strikes again.
we suspect that it is the girl, the woman's brother, that is doing this, that turned all this in. Now he says, no, she showed them to me, but it could have been one of her girlfriends. But
this is the mistress, though.
Yeah, with the one he is going to marry after he divorces his wife,
right,
who
right.
becomes the wealthiest woman in the world at the point that they get divorced, because it's a community property state where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just going to divide it up 50-50. So 50-50 of $100 billion, that's
not too shabby.
Nice chunk of change. She was with him from the very beginning when
right.
he started this.
And she was an integral part of the company and what he did.
Right. She was kind of doing the admin part of it right. and making sure things were going. He was going out and finding the equipment and getting the people. And he was doing the modernization of it and the mechanizing. She was doing the administrative part of it. It's a great story. They started kind of out of the garage type things. One of those two built into fairly nice company, $100 billion. And all this money, new money, that Elizabeth Warren is kind of, oh, these are people who have been wealthy for all this time. Well, you look at the wealthiest people in America, and they're first-generation wealthy. All of them. All the big ones. The only ones that are not is the Walton family. Everybody else is first-generation. When you look at Gates, you look at the Jobs family, you look at Bezos and people like that, Tesla, all these people, that's all first-generation money out here. So,
right.
News 73.1, we're going to go to a break, waiting on Becky's call. We're going to get on this Senate lottery bill, clean bill, by the way. We're going to be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit.
Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yes, it is. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tea Party Becky. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you on this beautiful day?
Wonderful. It is so nice, although I feel like I'm breathing dust everywhere I go because there's so much pollen in the air. I can't get away from it.
The pollen is off the charts. It's at a high, high, high level for this time of the year. Tell me about the clean lottery bill that got introduced today.
Well, so Senator McClendon is going to be dropping a bill at 3 o'clock when they go back into session, and this is for the lottery. So let me just say up front, Eagle Forum is against the lottery just because it preys on the poorest in our state, and we can go into that later. But let me tell you some of the big things that he talked about in his press conference. Number one, there's actually two bills. The first bill will be a constitutional amendment because currently in our Constitution, we are not allowed to have a lottery. So that we have to get rid of that first and make an amendment to our Constitution that will allow us to have a lottery. And it's not, this bill will not say how the money is going to be appropriated because this constitutional amendment will go into the Constitution. And you know how when you earmark money and it's in the Constitution, you can't change it without a whole lot of trouble. So he just wants the first one to be a constitutional amendment. The second one is the bill that actually lays out how the lottery is going to work. I have not read the bill yet because it will be dropped today at 3 o'clock. So I don't have a copy of it. But the reason he's bringing... Well, go ahead. You can stop me anytime.
No. I was just clearing my throat. Go ahead.
The reason he's bringing this bill is because he has constituents that want to have access to the lottery without having to go out of state. So one of the questions was asked at the end of the press conference that what is your rebuttal to the fact that lotteries over time, they decrease in the money they bring in? And he said, you're absolutely right. I have no comeback to that. And he said, but I want you to realize I am not setting up this bill so that we're going to get a whole bunch of money for the state. That will be a benefit, but I'm doing it so that my constituents can have access. So that was going to be his comeback on that. What he wants to do with this bill is allow paper and video lotteries. Now, the video terminals for the lotteries will only be able to take place where we already have gaming like dog tracks. There's only a few places. I think there's 5 counties in the state where they'll be able to do the video lottery. But it'll be regular lottery. This does not expand any kind of, well, as it's written now, of course, amendments can be added to it, but as it goes now, it's not going to increase table gaming, dice, roulette, any other kind of forms of gambling. This is just supposed to be a lottery.
Has he? Did somebody address that with him directly, particularly about the Poarch Creek Indians?
Yes, and he has not heard from the Indians yet. Someone asked the opposition from churches and from the Indians, what have you heard? And he said, churches, yes, he is expecting opposition. He has not heard from the whole, you know, like groups of churches yet. But he has a lot of individuals on moral reasons. They oppose the bill, and they're not happy with him.
Let me interrupt you here. See, what happens is, if we get a lottery outside of the reservation, the Poarch Creek Reservation, they're going to be able to do Class C gaming inside the reservation. And this is what I don't like about legislators and them not doing their homework. They get told one thing, and they believe it. He needs to pick up the phone and call the Bureau of Indian Affairs and ask them what happens. Can they do Class C gaming? And they're going to tell him yes.
Well, and that's what I had understood in the 2016 bills that came out, was the bigger issue was that gaming was going to be increased all over the state in these Indian areas. He said that's not going to happen. But again, like you said, maybe there's more to the story. The distribution split of this is supposed to be 50% of the proceeds are going to go to the Education Trust Fund, and 50% will go to the general fund. Again, this is not going to go in the Constitution, so as the needs change, you know, they'll be able to change it around however they want.
That's scary.
Okay, what else can I tell you? Oh, he's expecting, there's not a fiscal note yet. They're expecting that to come in about 10 days. So the Legislative Reference Service, you know, they haven't done that calculation yet, but he's estimating it will bring in about $250 million into the state. Now, you know, we just have found out that that's going to decrease. The longer you have a lottery, the more it decreases over time. So that's what they're expecting the initial amount to be. But again, that's just his estimate. We don't actually have that yet. We don't have the fiscal note to the bill.
Did they talk about the age cutoff of how old you have to be to buy a lottery ticket?
You must be 18 or older to purchase cash or cash in a winning ticket.
So you can buy it, but you can't cash it in?
You must be 18 or older to purchase or cash in.
Okay, I got older to purchase. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tell you, this really worries me because this is one of those examples that somebody tells them something and they believe it, and they, you know, they go, oh, that's not going to happen. Well, if it does happen, then, you know, we're screwed up is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indians are going to have full level gaming, and we're not going to get any benefit from it. And then you're really going to see a drop in revenues.
Right. Now, let me tell you this. This was a fact that was so interesting to me. I received this before the press conference from someone else, but there's the footnotes with it, so I can tell you where it comes from. But lotteries are exempt from the Federal Trade Commission's truth in advertising laws. Instead, states are self-regulating, so they can allow the lotteries to get away with misleading and predatory advertising far beyond what private businesses are allowed. And that, to me, I think something needs to be done about that. And when you look at the statistics, Dan, when you look at how lottery tickets, where they're bought, it's the minorities that buy them. Nationwide, African Americans spend 5 times more on lottery tickets than white people. This is not going to lift them out of poverty. This, and then what brings along with it, the addictions to gambling that happens, you know, the family breakups. The facts are just so in your face that this is not a good thing. This is going to be a really interesting debate. I'm assuming that it's going to be sent to a committee today. I don't think the committee will meet today over this, but I'm assuming maybe starting tomorrow or any day after, they will begin having debates on this in the committees, and I plan to be there, so I'll try to keep you apprised. And if it's like how that gas tax went through, this may happen fast.
God, I hope not. Because I really think, I can tell you, they haven't done their homework. And when you're talking about $250 million coming into the coffers, that means there's $250 million that's not being spent in the economy.
That's right.
And it's actually more than that, because that's a net number after payouts and operational costs.
And when people are spending more money on lotteries, you know, the facts show they're spending less on the necessities that they need for their families. So then we're going to have more government programs to try to help these people, which comes out of taxpayer money. And I just, on the record now, to say I don't like it. I understand people want to play and people can do it just fine and not have an addiction to it. But when you look overall at who this affects, it is the poor. It does hurt families. And it is not good.
Well, the when he's saying that his constituents want to have access to a lottery, is he also going to do a legalized marijuana bill or a legalized prostitution bill?
Certainly hope so. On both fronts.
Becky,
oh gosh,
thank you so much for calling in and giving us the news.
You are welcome. And Dan, I sent you a picture of the little sheet they gave us, the press people gave us. Check your text so you can kind of see what's going to be in each bill. It's very general, of course, but just so you can have it, you'll have it.
I really appreciate that an awful lot. And again, thank you for calling in.
You bet. You guys have a great day.
You too, Becky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Becky Gerritsen, our On the Scene reporter from the State House. News 793.1. Montgomery doctor charged with 26 counts and new indictment. Richard Steele and is being charged. Wow. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump right now welcoming the leader of Brazil to the White House. Meanwhile, new information out on the probe into the president's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Unsealed documents show that special counsel Robert Mueller wanted to know more about payments to women who'd alleged affairs with then-candidate Trump, who has denied the affairs.
The issue at hand is whether the payments amount to a campaign finance violation. And on that point, what you see in these records is that sections related to campaign finance are heavily redacted.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. They've been nabbed, terrorists tied to a bombing that killed five Americans.
A senior defense official tells Fox News that allied forces in Syria captured five ISIS fighters believed to have been behind that vicious attack on American forces in January.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to say our nice weather pattern will continue for the next several days. For today, cool sunshine, but another mostly sunny day, a high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly. We'll go down to 38 by first thing on Wednesday morning. Actually, tomorrow is the first day of spring. Sunshine warmer, high 67. Spring officially starting, 4:58 p.m., the vernal equinox. And how about a full moon on Wednesday night, too? Thursday, high temperature, maybe close to 70. I think we'll be in the low 70s. Friday and the mid-70s Saturday, a nearly perfect pattern. Meanwhile, though, the pollen count still in the high range right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, we said that a lottery bill was going to be showing up. Showed up pretty fast. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
That's good. Yeah, I'm not surprised, Dan, but let me tell you about a little story I've seen before like this, and I'm not going to mention any state names, but they got this set up for a bunch of corruption to take place. I'm telling you now, the people of Alabama better get on top of this. They better open gambling up wide open in Alabama or do nothing. That's the only option they have, Dan. But you're absolutely right that if they go over here with a lottery or everything, this, that, and the other, and, you know, all this Indian and all these other technicalities and everything, open up the whole state, bring in the big dogs, let them start bidding, take all of the local crooks out of it because they're not going to be able to compete with the big boys. Let them come in. Let them overrun everybody. Let them build the casinos. Let them put the, you know, the machines and truck stops everywhere in the whole nine yards. And then the state will compete, and the Indians will start to fall because the market be overflowed. Any other way, get ready for the FBI to come in about 5 years and start arresting everybody. I can see it.
Well, the thing that really disturbs me on this, and again, it's going to be like the gas tax. It's not what it is. It's the way it was done. But they have video lottery that can be done at the existing casinos. So that's out here at Shorter, that's Green Track, that's Atmore, and what video is going to be they're going to legalize these machines now because it's going to operate like a slot machine.
Correct.
And it basically gets everybody off the hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dan, I work for a little division of the FBI and local authorities who worked in operating states that had lotteries and gambling. If the amount of money it's going to cost the state to keep up with the illegal machines and everything else that people are going to be building little parlors in their basements and everything, I haven't seen all of it. They have to open it up to a full-fledged gambling state or they need to forget the whole idea.
Well, I wouldn't mind if they pulled the video lottery off, but I mean that is a Trojan horse. That is a way to legalize, you know, Green Track and Shorter, and it's wrong to do it that way.
Right, it is, and what it's going to do is going to cause some internal state things to take place with corruption and stuff that you wouldn't have on a massive scale because it's more easily regulated, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I say that if... just get ready for it, Dan. I mean, these guys, I think we got a lot of new blood down there in Montgomery. We got a lot of people that's one-terming and gone, Ivy and the rest of them. None of them care. They're going to pass all this. We're going to get expanded Medicaid. Everybody can just wishfully think that these guys ain't going to do it. This gas tax is enough gas odor to let everybody know what they're going to do. They did that the way they did it. They don't care, and they're going to do this, too, the way they want to do it, and they don't care. So, I mean, we're stuck with these people, and a lot of them ain't rerunning, so they don't care.
Well, one of the problems here, Rodney, is that particularly the Senate is not nearly as conservative as it was because you lost Hightower, you lost Holtcliff, you lost Brubaker, and you lost five very conservative senators.
Oh, I agree.
And so it's not a good thing.
No, it's not. And it's, you know, in times of this time when we have senior people stepping out of leadership, people underneath them need to step up, not just keep continuing doing what they're doing. They need to step up. So, guys, if any of y'all out there listening, you're representatives of anybody in Alabama, come on, guys, give us a fair shake. Really pound the pavement. Don't take these people's word. They'll tell you one thing, and the next thing you'll vote on it, and they'll be building this stuff, and you'll be saying, huh, what? I didn't know, and we can't have that. We just can't have it.
There you go. Ronnie, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good day.
Listener Mia is from Georgia, and she said, oh, you mean all the people are not going to be driving over the state line to Georgia any longer and giving Georgia all that money? Mia, you're right on target, but this is a bad issue here in Alabama. I'm for the lottery, you know, but it's got to be done correctly, and Alabama legislators do not do their homework. So we'll see what happens. And it's just like the gas bill. I'm fine. I was fine with the tax. Fine with the tax. But it's the way it was being done and all that we did not know. So that's where the problem lies. There was some breaking information that happened this morning. Catherine Herridge on Michael Cohen's search warrant document that got into his office in his hotel room and his house. We got some information on that.
Breaking news in the Michael Cohen case. Redacted search warrant documents released just moments ago. Catherine Herridge has been combing through those documents.
We are still going through these newly unsealed records, and so far they show that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, obtained a search warrant for Michael Cohen's email accounts much earlier than previously reported, with the first warrant obtained in July 2017 for a Gmail account almost a year before the FBI raided Cohen's business and apartment. Specifically, the third warrant was sought in November 2017, and more specifically, it covers email correspondence during the presidential election. Quote, on or about November 13, 2017, the FBI sought and obtained a search warrant for Cohen Gmail accounts sent or received between June 1st, 2016 and November 13th, 2017. This matters because the period covers Cohen's negotiations and payments to silence two women who alleged affairs with then-candidate Donald Trump. He has denied the affairs. The issue at hand is whether the payments amount to a campaign finance violation. And on that point, what you see in these records is that sections related to campaign finance are heavily redacted. But yesterday, Cohen's attorney and spokesman Lanny Davis put out this statement, quote, Tuesday's court-ordered release of the affidavits that led to the search warrants of Mr. Cohen's home, office, hotel, and safety deposit box only furthers his interest in continuing to cooperate and providing information and the truth about Donald Trump and the Trump Organization to law enforcement and Congress. We're still going through the records, but I just wanted to note that there is evidence of foreign money going into Cohen's essential consultants account. And again, that account matters because it was also used for these alleged hush money payments, John.
Foreign money was coming into this Cohen account.
Mm-hmm.
We needed to have a lot more information on that. Now, he does have a Russian connection. He got a Russian to lend him money for taxi medallions. And that's kind of what they'll do. They'll find somebody. Matter of fact, my guy, who's a former KGB guy, he's one of the, matter of fact, he's in New York. He would get contacts over in Russia, give him money that he would go in, and then people would want to get money for investments, and he would do that for a percentage of the action.
Man, I wonder what that interest rate and that percentage was.
Yeah, who the equivalent of Guido is for these guys.
You got to go hit up a Russian rich guy. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we used to call them Boris and Natasha out there. Boris was a male KGB agent, and Natasha was a female KGB agent.
Yeah, the more we learned about Michael Cohen, what a piece of work this guy is. And we've only scratched the surface. I mean, the guy was just dirty. The day is long, and makes you wonder, I mean, why Trump had him so close for so long, too.
Well, you know, they call him the fixer, and that kind of is what happens out there. When you've got somebody, when you're strong and have a lot of money, you find somebody that can do your kind of piecemeal work that's out there. So that thought that was interesting that broke not long ago, I think about 3.5 hours ago. Okay, Who leaked the Bezos texts for $200,000? I'll take behind door number three. Listen in.
World's richest man has learned there's one thing money can't buy: privacy. Jeff Bezos is going head-to-head with the National Enquirer over the tabloid's publishing of his private text messages. And this morning, a stunning new report claims that someone close to Bezos is responsible for the leak. This morning, we're learning new details about how the National Enquirer allegedly obtained racy text messages and nude selfies sent between billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. According to the Wall Street Journal, who cites people familiar with the matter, the billionaire's messages were actually sold to the tabloid by Sanchez's brother, Michael, for $200,000. NBC News has not been able to corroborate that. The Journal reporting Michael Sanchez refused to dignify claims that he signed a contract with AMI, the parent company of the Enquirer, saying the report was based on old rumors. Last month, in an interview with Vanity Fair writer Gabriel Sherman, who is also an NBC News contributor, Sanchez denied he was involved in the leaks.
Michael Sanchez says that his sister Lauren frequently showed the pictures to people, including himself, and that perhaps one of her girlfriends leaked the picture.
I
wonder if the mistress will become the new wife with these details coming out. Like, yeah. I mean, maybe she didn't do these things herself, but given that...
Doesn't fit.
Oh, well. But given that the people around her did these things, it is questionable in terms of, can this relationship work, I'd imagine.
Well, you remember that the way he kind of approached it, he goes, you know, I think there was a foreign influence, and he kind of suggested that it was Saudi Arabia that was doing it, and doing it under the guise of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And you remember he was trying to find out who did it, when who did it is like feet from him.
Right.
And he was trying to think he was going to plow somebody in. You remember he did the story about, I'm going to kick this log, roll this log over and see what crawls out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's your mistress's lover's brother. Man, is this in the second part of this story?
According to the Bombshell Inquirer report, in addition to below-the-belt photos, Bezos also sent flirtatious texts to Sanchez, including one where he writes, I love you alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon. The source of the leak has consumed Bezos, igniting a battle between him and the tabloid. In a widely read essay on Medium that came out after the Inquirer's expose, Bezos revealed that he had his own security team trying to determine the source of the leaked messages. He also claimed the tabloid attempted to extort and blackmail him by threatening to release more messages and private photos unless he stopped investigating how they were obtained. Bezos writing in part, of course, I don't want personal photos published, but I also won't participate in their well-known practice of blackmail, political favors, political attacks, and corruption. Adding, I prefer to stand up, roll this log over, and see what crawls out. An attorney for American media CEO David Pecker telling ABC News last month that the Bezos story was based on good journalism.
It absolutely is not extortion and not blackmail.
The day before the Inquirer's article, Bezos announced he was splitting from his wife of 25 years. Since then, Bezos and Sanchez have kept a relatively low profile, not appearing together in public. The world watching as this very public battle unfolds over a very private affair.
Interesting. So, he was kind of accusing the Trump administration, accusing Saudi Arabia of doing the back door. He was going to spend a whole bunch of money to try to find out who this was, had private investigators. Pecker said, back off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason he said back off is because of the fact that it was a family member, not because of anything else. I mean, that's just overly logical to me.
Right.
He didn't want the person who gave him the information, even though he gave him $200,000, to get outed because he may have made an agreement with him that, you know, not to out me, because it was such a tight, close-knit relationship. Well, let's say somebody close to them. This guy, from everything I've read about him, though, is pretty sleazy. Now, would you rather be the brother of a billionaire, a brother of a to the sister that is dating a $100 billion, soon to be $50 billion, cut in half. A person that's on the ins, or would you rather be the brother who's on the outs?
I would rather be on the inside. Yeah. I don't know why this guy took this payday so quickly. I mean, you're going to be the brother-in-law to one of the richest men in the world. I'm sure you could get a leg up.
Well, and maybe what happened, maybe this guy, because he's probably, he seems to be pretty sleazy when you read the New York Times pieces and things like that about this guy. I think what happened is he took the $200,000 because he was just a greedy you-know-what.
Right.
And he didn't think he was going to get caught because he had gotten Pecker to tell him to say, I'm not going to out you. And so he thought he was going to be bulletproof. So he's going to get the $200,000 plus be the brother of the potential wife of a billionaire.
Well, and I look at the...
And imagine what Christmas would be like.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and then imagine just the content of what this is about. Like text messages... And below the belt pictures, it's like, Jeff, I don't think you need to worry. Whatever's below the belt, you supplement it with that $50 billion you still got in the bank, all right? Like, I don't know, it's just...
Size does matter, particularly when it's a bank account.
Right. Exactly, but it's just, it's so sleazy. Like, at the end of the day, it's interesting because he's one of the richest men in the world, and he's caught up in this, and he made those accusations that it was like a foreign intelligence service like Saudi Arabia, tried to tie in Trump. I think that's why it's even more news than it was. But at the end of the day, I don't care what you have below the belt, or what you said to your mistress, soon to be your new wife. It's just interesting how people will gravitate. It's sort of the celebrity culture. In this case, it's celebrity also with, like, the, if you listen to Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders types, the robber barons that are out there. And it's one of Trump's named enemies, I suppose. So it's...
They even said on Morning Joe that, that this was the reason that Amazon pulled out of New York.
This was the reason? Because of Mr. Pecker?
Right.
I don't know if I buy that.
I tell you, folks, this is one of those days where we're blessed with some stories here. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, 272-9228, that's where we are. It Let's move over to Syria. And the last ISIS stronghold is they're trying to get in there, and these guys are giving them a run for their money. This is a CBS report, and you can go to my website, danmarshow.com, and you can see the video of this thing. But this is a little small area, and they're just bombing the you-know-what out of it. But these guys keep fighting. Let's listen in.
The battle to clear ISIS from its last stronghold in Syria entered a critical new phase this morning. For more than 2 months, Charlie Daggett has been reporting from the front lines in eastern Syria. And that's where U.S.-backed forces are making what they hope to be the final move against ISIS. Charlie went to see the fight under cover of darkness, and he sent us this report from Baghouz, Syria, where a shrinking group of ISIS fighters is trying to hold on.
After weeks of fighting in what has become a virtual stalemate, we got word this morning from the Syrian Democratic Forces. We can confirm they have entered that last ISIS camp, but they caution that fighting is still going on, and certainly as of last night, the battle was raging. Moonlight alone lit the way as U.S.-backed Syrian soldiers gave us a close-up view of what's left of ISIS.
We're just on the edge of the front line, and these are sniper positions looking down into Baghouz, where ISIS is fighting back.
Sounds of both coalition fighter jets and incoming gunfire filled the air.
We've been told to stay low because just on the other side of that ridge is an ISIS position. And as soon as we got here, we heard bullets whizzing overhead.
Yeah, I just saw something kind of flip out and said that they were declaring victory because they've got this down to such a small area that just moved on the wire just moments ago. So, if you can imagine, when he's talking about this ridge over there, you're talking about a ridge that's like 300 yards away type thing. I mean, this is tight stuff. And it appears from another report I was reading from The Guardian is that they're going in and they're digging in and basically building little caves that they're operating out of so they can try to not get killed by the bombs and the mortar shells that are happening, and then they pop up and fire, and then they go back under type thing. So we're getting close to this, but these guys are fighting hard. They also last night had a horrific thing happen that was on another newscast where a lady woman with a Habib on with two children are walking towards the Americans to surrender, and the Americans will not come out to her. They told her to stop, and she didn't stop. She kept walking towards them, told them to stop, and she detonated the bomb, killing one of her children and really hurting the other one because the other one ran when there was gunfire that happened to try to stop her. So she killed herself and one of her children, and under the guise of surrendering. These are some bad folks that would do something like that. This is in the second part of the story.
For weeks, American and coalition airstrikes have pummeled a tiny slice of land not more than a few hundred yards wide. It's hard to imagine how anybody can survive. Yet by day, they emerge to battle America's allies on the ground here, soldiers of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Some look like teenagers. Agri Kobani told us they were taking aim at a group of ISIS fighters trying to hide behind trees.
Are you surprised they're still fighting?
It's still going on, he said, but there's progress every day. But progress is slow. And while the so-called caliphate is now little more than a junkyard heaped with wrecked cars, hardcore ISIS holdouts have managed to defend it against everything America and its allies have been able to unleash for months.
Now, nobody here is celebrating yet, and there were airstrikes overnight. We heard gun battles this morning. But the announcement from the Syrian Democratic Forces that their soldiers have now entered that last ISIS camp may be a significant step forward.
So this was CBS. So there's a little bit of a story on here. Now, how will the major networks play this? Are they going to declare a victory that ISIS has been eliminated? The caliphate has been gone? I mean, basically, you're talking about a few hundred yards wide. I am amazed in looking at the video of this thing and watching how did they survive this thing unless they're doing what the Guardian reported and they're digging underground. And how much digging are they doing underground? Is there a potential ability to escape that way? I would think that they would have a circle around it with troops. Also, to be noted, these are not Americans that are fighting. These are coalition forces that are fighting, that are there. Some of the Syrian Democratic Army that was formed to fight Assad. But This is pretty serious stuff. Even the Kurds are getting involved in this. But this is working the way it should. And I kind of get a sense that we are helping with the air power and with specialized artillery and things like that. But the fighting, the going in with actual troops, that's being done by the coalition. And maybe that's one of the reasons it's taking longer than it should. But I can tell you, under the category of what has Trump done wrong today, this will not get the type of play that it should, because this is a major thing that's happening here to basically get rid of ISIS in this area. Doesn't mean that they're not somewhere else, but they're not in the caliphate, and they're not amassed in people, and they're not basically imprisoning people for shields and whatever other things that they were doing with them. I mean, these are, by all full accounts, are very, very bad people. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Don't forget, first-time callers can get in on the $50 gift card from Fresh Market, $50 gift card, and then any caller can get in today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there. So go by and see them at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Tell Reed and Karen Ingram that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. What they do is they treat you nice when you do that. Get some of that strawberry ice cream and see if they've got the strawberries in. They are delicious. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
I was never a fan of John McCain, and I never will be.
President Trump stepping up attacks on the late senator as he sat with the Brazilian president in the Oval Office, where he blasted John McCain's actions on the GOP effort to repeal Obamacare.
He ended up going thumbs up. And frankly, had we even known that, I think we would have gotten a vote because we could have gotten somebody else. So I think that's disgraceful.
President Trump also weighing in on Brazil's push to gain certain NATO privileges, saying he's very strongly looking at U.S. support for that. The vice president heads to Nebraska shortly for a firsthand look at devastation from record flooding.